Thank you for contacting Gold Max Health. My name is Nas. May I please have the first and last name and the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
Yeah, it's Dwight Beal, 73134.
Thank you. And can I get the address on that account, please?
2404 West Memorial Road, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73134.
All right. I have an account here with, let's see. This is the dual free CBD pain relief roll on. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I ordered this back on the 18th.
Okay.
Well, 17th, actually, and I've yet to receive it.
Really?
Yeah. I called UPS, and they said that they transferred it to USPS on the shipper's request. And then I went by the post office today just to see if it was there, and they said they don't have it to contact UPS, and I'm just beginning to run around.
Yeah, UPS has it. They're delivering it. I have no... I don't know what that meant, but it says that it's going to reach you by Wednesday.
Wednesday, what day?
Let's see updates.
So that said Wednesday, last Wednesday, and here we are Monday of the next week.
Right. No, that says the 24th, huh? This is strange.
Yeah. And when I track it in the shop app, it says the 24th, and then it's stocked there. You know what I mean?
Right. That is strange. I don't have another tracking number. Oh, this is really odd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what I'm going to do for you, sir, I'm going to see if I can get a reshipment out for you.
Okay. I mean, if it ever shows up, I don't know where this thing is at. I mean, I'll gladly send it back to you.
It's no problem.
But at this point, I don't even know if it's coming. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Everything was moving just fine. It went from Maine to Connecticut to Texas. Accepted. I mean, it got here in Oklahoma City the next day from Texas, and then it's just been nothing.
Hmm.
I was trying to get it for my wife's birthday, which is today, but I mean, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I really apologize for this inconvenience. I have no clue what they're doing with the shipping.
And I went to that post office that they had, they're saying that it went to.
Yeah.
And the lady said they don't have it. It hasn't been, you know, I'm like.
Hasn't been dropped off? Have you,
yeah.
Have you checked to see if maybe they put it in transit at the USPS?
Yeah, I went in there.
Or ask, did you ask UPS for the tracking number that they gave, that they made of transit? Like that USPS may have?
Well, when I...
Because this just... The UPS just... I'm going to definitely get that reshipment out. It's just... I don't know why they would do that. Duplicate.
Right. And see,
that's,
and then I got a
so strange.
So UPS, right? And mm-hmm. then an alternate tracking number on UPS's site was 800-867-1701-6869208, you know.
Is that for the USPS?
It says alternate tracking number. When I copy that over.
Yeah, I don't
see. Track that.
Yeah, I see it here too. The 800-860-8717-1686-9208. It doesn't even give you anything to search. I have no idea what they're doing. I'm just going to go ahead and issue a reshipment.
Okay. Hopefully it'll just come straight here. Because the UPS guy comes here every day.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense that they would do that. It just, okay.
When do you think it'll get here?
When do I think it'll get there? It should take 7 business days, the same amount as before, like 7 days to get to you.
Okay.
I apologize for this inconvenience. I don't know, you know, what happened. But it should get to you.
Would I get a way to track this one?
You should get an email with the tracking once it gets set out. I have no clue what's happening. I'm sorry, sir. I definitely apologize for that. All right. So you should get that. Is there anything else I can do for you? Is there any other products you might be looking into purchasing or anything like that, sir?
That was it for right now.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank
you. How this works, and then we may get some more.
Right. I'd like to thank you for contacting, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day, sir.
All right. You too.